commercial. Y'all just played in New York for foreclosed homes. Because you could buy one, you know?
Yeah.
But on foreclosed homes, you pretty much know if you plan on screwing a bank, don't you, ahead of time?
Yes.
So aren't those homes pretty much trashed? I mean...
Well, maybe they can be rehabbed, I-Man. You can turn them around for a nifty profit.
It's like when my brother was here at the ranch and stayed in one of the bunkhouses where the Cowboys do, you know?
Yeah.
It cost us $5,000 to rehab it. When he moved out, you know?
Clean up the Fred mess.
Oh, my God.
Chump change for I-Miss, did you think?
Mr. Love is on the set.
How you doing?
Hi, Mr. Love. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Don. How are you?
I'm fine, baby.
You know, what I did was to come by and give you a double platinum CD. We got an, they presented them to us at Capitol Records a couple of weeks back.
Right.
And I was thinking I'd be subtle about it. We'd come over. I'd bring three plaques, actually four, one for Mark Chernoff, one for McCord, right, and one for Bartlett here, and yourself, of course.
Sure.
So you emailed back and say, well, how about the guys perform? Now the band is mad at me because they had to get up early. But they'll grin and bear it, you know.
Yeah.
What else are they going to do?
Have you guys done the rooftop thing yet at Capitol Records?
Yeah, we did it. We did it a couple weeks ago. And our Sounds of Summer CD, from which we played several songs last time we were on the show.
Right.
Because you said play on, so we did, you know. And it's shipped 2.5 million.
Wow.
It's pretty darn good for an old surf group.
Pretty good. Jesus, that's a lot of records.
It is these days, considering all the theft. I mean, the downloading.
So I'm interested in what happened up on the roof. I mean,
nobody threw anybody off. That was the thing that happened.
Aren't you guys all suing
each other? Believe me, I thought about it. Go.
Hey, Brian, come over here and you can see Chinese theater from here.
Yeah, right. No, Brian is cool. He was asking, Mike, we got to get together and write. I said, well... Yeah, because he gave me a CD of a song that he'd been working on. And I said, well, Brian, I'd rather get together with you in person and start from scratch. And he says, you mean like Do It Again? I said, exactly like Do It Again. He is so Brian, you know. It's classic. He's Brian. All over Oh, he was doing an interview. It's the 40th anniversary of Pet Sounds this
sure.
year. And 40th anniversary of Good Vibrations.
Yeah.
You heard of that record?
I think so.
I think we might have, yeah.
40th anniversary. So he's doing an interview with a guy who I did an interview with yesterday. Okay. The guy says, he asked Brian, what do you think of this particular song on Pet Sounds album? He says, Brian says, how does it go? I'm thinking, you know, the accolades are, it's the greatest album of all time, or in the Rolling Stone coffee table is number two after Sgt. Pepper's.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one huge couple of pages devoted to, how does it go? He's the mastermind.
I love him.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, unbelievable. Yeah. He is so Brian.
It's I read an article.
Well, you know about Brian. Yeah.
I read an article. You never actually hated Pet Sounds, right?
That is so much crap. I named it, worked my buns off on it like we all did with the vocals. If there's a CD set with four CDs, and one is just the vocals. You listen to those vocals, you say, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, the reason that's cool is because we slaved over them. We did like 27 takes on one little section of Wouldn't It Be Nice? And I started calling Brian Dog Ears because everything was perfect. He said, no, do it again. I said, what? Okay, Dog Ears. He was the Stalin of the studio.
Yeah, people want you guys to get back together? I mean...
The people?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
does anybody?
I think the accountants want us to get together.
Well, they're people just because
Yeah, they are people, too. They got attorneys and accountants got to eat, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
How did Bruce and Brian get along?
Bruce and Brian are great. Bruce, the first song he sang with us was California Girls, Well
right.
Begun. And then the next project we worked on was, we did the Beach Boys Party album preceding Pet Sounds.
Right.
And then Good Vibrations. You know, I mean, what a first year.
Well, not bad. In 65 he joined the group, right?
Yeah. Glenn Campbell was in the group for 6 months, taking Brian's place, because Brian was getting a little, you know, he was having issues.
Brian.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he was not happy on the road. He was insecure out there. But the good news is he devoted a lot of time to producing and stuff, and he came up with some phenomenal tracks on Pet Sounds. We came back in, did the vocals. Yeah, but Glenn Campbell was out for a while, and he was, I mean, what a talent. He is a brilliant guitarist. That's how he made a living.
And played guitar on Tequila, remember that record?
Yeah, he played guitar on so many hits in Southern Cal. Oh, you remember those Southern Cal days, I believe.
Yes. Well, we're very pleased to have you here.
Don, it's our pleasure.
When we had John last time, it was an enormously popular show, I'm told.
It was?
Yeah.
You mean about ratings and stuff?
I guess. Well, we liked you. So here's the key.
What?
We don't have people on we don't like. It's like, well, we don't have to have anybody.
Oh, yeah, or if you do, you slaughter them.
But we have you guys today and Big and Rich tomorrow, so it gets no better than that.
I'm so happy to be here, even though it is a little early for us. And you it's even earlier for you. It's amazing.
5 o'clock here in New Mexico.
Yeah. I know. It's great. And you got to invite us to the ranch sometime. Come and do a concert. Where are you located up?
We're 50 miles northeast of, is it northeast, Randall? I've only been here 10 years. Yeah. It's 50 miles northeast of Santa Fe.
Oh,
it's not far enough from Santa Fe to suit me. But.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear that.
Yeah. Anyway, well, let me do some news, and then I'll let you get ready, and then you guys sing whatever you want. Whatever you sing, fine with us.
We're going to start with All Summer Long, which is a classic.
Okay.
And then we're going to go to a song I have from a new CD I've been working on for only 4 years called Make Love, Not War. Why should Neil Young get all the credit? But I'm not calling for anybody's impeachment, okay?
No, of course not. Hey, their album is it's number 3 on the pop charts, and it's been number 1 on the country charts for 5 weeks.
I thought it was number 2 on the catalog charts. That's what I was
thinking.
It was late last week. Not bad.
Are we talking about yours or the Dixie Chicks?
I'm
talking about the Dixie Chicks. Come on, Mike.
What are we going to talk about, the Dixie Chicks? What are they wearing?
I like the Dixie Chicks. So. All right, baby. All right, Mike Love and the Beach Boys in just a couple of minutes here. It's 12 minutes after the hour. Here on the I'm Just the Wayne program. All right, please welcome to the program Mike Love, Bruce Johnson, and the Beach Boys.
Having fun all summer long out at Imus's ranch.
Mike Love and the Beach Boys. Have to change. Why do you have to change drummers between songs?
Well, because John Cowsill, the drummer for the Cowsills, is going to play Make Love, Not War with us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which, by the way, why should Neil Young get all the, action? So I wrote a song. I've been working on a CD for about 4 years.
4 years.
It's an overnight success. It'll be released as soon as Peter Max calls me back and does the artwork. Yeah, which maybe never. But so we'll be forced to take other means. We'll probably go back to the San Diego Petting Zoo and take another photo at the zoo. You know, McCartney tells me in India at Maharishi's place, he says, Mike, you really ought to take more care with your album covers. Here's the mastermind of Sergeant Pepper. I said, yeah, Paul, you're absolutely right. And we had a big white goat's butt on the front of the Pet Sounds album. But what I did is I said, yes, Paul, that's true, but we were always concerned more with what went in the scene. Touche. Touche. Mop top. Yeah. Okay, so I was at a, anyway. I'm emboldened to say make love, not war. What in the world is all the fighting fighting for? Because I've been a student of Maharishi's, been meditating since December of 67. And he has a plan for world peace. And we need an evolutionary advance. So let's check this out.
All right.
Make love, not war.
Brother Marvin singing, what's going on? War is not the answer. I distinctly heard him say, yep, the same old's happening today. I've gotta say I'm grateful to the USA and all the folks protecting us every day. But love's the only thing they can go away, and that's why so many people are saying, all the fighting for. Give peace a chance. The earth could use an evolutionary advance. Governments everywhere pay no heed to the lack of opportunity for people in need. Muslim and Hindu, Christian and Jew, too many don't appreciate the other's point of view. So that's the truth indeed. To raise a new crop, we're gonna need a new seed. Swords in the plowshares instead of a light. Let's live, love, and love, and shed a lot of light. Make love, not war. What in the world is all the fighting for? Give peace a chance. The earth is an evolutionary advance. Still lies within, and the last time I checked, killing still was a sin. Don't let the devil and the demons have their way. It's time for the whole world to stand up and say, make love, not war. What in the world is all this fighting for? Give peace a chance. The earth could use an evolutionary.
You know, Mike, that actually sounded a little bit like a Neil Young.
What? Hey, wait a minute.
No, that's good. That's a compliment.
Thank you. No, Neil's unbelievably prolific.
Oh, yeah. More Mike Lovin' and Beach Boys coming up 28 after the hour.
Wake up and smell the sarcasm. I'm Miss in the Morning on 96.9 FM Talk. He's got issues.
33 after the hour. Here we are. I'm Miss in the Morning. Pretty all over the country. And on MSNBC, all over the world, potentially. And so I just had something kind of funny happen. It doesn't make any difference to me what the Beach Boys sing, because they're part of our lives. You know, we all grew up together.
Absolutely.
They don't make bad records.
No.
I mean, I'm not patronizing them. I'm just telling you what the facts are.
Exactly.
However, Tim comes to me and he says, they're going to sing Good Timing and Cool Head and a Warm Heart, which Mike Love wrote, by the way.
Yeah.
He said, and whatever else you want. I said, oh, okay. Well, I have them do Kokomo and Good Vibrations.
Yeah.
He comes back and says, they don't want to do that. They want to do two other ones. I said, well, okay, fine. I don't care. It doesn't make any difference to me.
He left out a modifier there. Almost anything you want.
Anyway, please welcome once again Mike Love, Bruce Johnson, and the Beach Boy. There you go. That sounded great.
What a great song.
All right, now, what we'd like to do now is a song that's only available on a CD available at Hallmark Crown Gold Crown stores. I got a gold crown right here. But 4,000, all 4,000 stores across the U.S., you go in and you buy three cards, and you get the CD, seven live tracks and three studio tracks. For $7.95, well, such a deal.
Sorry, we're out of time now, Mike.
What stores are these, Mike?
The Hallmark stores. It's where you get anniversary cards, birth announcements, everything.
I don't
get everything.
Don't see any reason to be snapping at me. I'm trying to find out where you get the effing record. That's all.
No, here's the deal, Don.
Yes.
Did you know that since they started this promotion on Father's Day or whatever it was, the number one music cards, they have music cards there. Right. Number one is Kokomo, which you mentioned earlier. And the number two seller is Fun, Fun, Fun. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
So anyway, here's a song I wrote. Another thing Maharishi said, 10 years ago I was at a gathering, he said, you need a cool head and a warm heart. So I took that and went, cool head, warm heart, get you through the day without coming apart. So check it out. This is on the CD.
Did you...
Pardon me?
You give him part of the writer's credit on this, or the publishing, or
I'm giving it to him right now.
Okay.
One, two, three.
You need a key. Hey there, my friend, now don't you get stressed out, especially about the things you can do nothing about. The nature of life is to be always changing. What you need when things start to rearrange is cool head and a warm heart. Get you through the day without coming apart. Need a cool head and situations come to pass. The cool hip will always show a lot of class. And in a little loving, I must say, you're better off starting each and every day. Hear what I say. Don't blow your cool, cause there's a better way. Whenever you encounter old stress and strife, things will go better if you go through life with a cool head and a warm heart. Get you through your day without coming apart. You need a cool head and a warm heart. That's how every day should start.
Mike Love and the Beach Boys here at the IMS in the Morning program. And now, coming up in just a little bit, they'll sing through more of whatever they want, which is fine, by the way, with us. 19, now until they are. The Beach Boys' songs from here and back, as Mike Love was explaining, available at all 4,000 Hallmark stores.
Mm-hmm.
You buy three Hallmark cards, and then you get the album. You still have to pay for the album, Mike?
Yeah, $7.95. It's not going to break you. Put on your credit card.
Oh, no. Well, there's 12 tunes on it.
Exactly.
Well, that's fine.
Well, yeah, there's 7 live tracks from some great concert footage, right, and 3 new ones. So one by Brian, one by Alan, and one by yours truly.
And on this, by the way, this album you can get at
Hallmark Gold Crown stores.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Kokomo and Good Vibrations, which we will not be hearing this morning.
No. See, what we want to do is save that for the next time we're back.
Okay.
Yeah, that's if we're invited back. If we're not banned from the studio.
No, you're invited here anytime.
Okay, thank you.
We'll come and play at the ranch.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, he may not want all that mess out there, you know?
No, we've had a lot of people out here, so we'd be happy to have you here.
That'd be fabulous.
And we had Joe Ely and all those guys. We had Randy Travis was out here.
Really?
So, done a bunch of folks out here. Kenke Freeman was out here, next governor of Texas.
Yeah. All right.
And the Beach Boys also have an album called The Very Best of the Beach Boys, Sounds of Summer.
Sounds of Summer.
30 songs on it.
Did you get your plaque?
No, I did not.
You didn't see it?
Well, Rob and...
I know, I saw Rob hugging you.
Charles. The thing is, we gave him, a plaque. My original idea was not to get the band up. They're mad at me for getting them up early in the morning to come over. But they have the plaque somewhere?
Did you get the name spelled right?
It's yes. Too bad it's not the 80s and I'm there, or the band would be happy to see me.
Couple of weeks ago at Capitol Records, they gave us this double CD, a double platinum CD deal.
Yeah.
Actually, it's an old-time vinyl record, as you can see.
Yeah.
And it was for selling 2 million CDs of Sounds of Summer, 30 songs on one CD. It's a monster. It's still selling. It shipped 2.5 million. So what we want to do is thank you guys because... You know, you practically gave us the whole show last time we were on.
Yeah.
That was when you let us do Good Vibrations and Kokomo. Anyway. So, I mean, we it says right on there. Who's that one for? Is it McCord or Bartlett or Imus?
Well, I'm very happy, and it was very nice of you. Thank you very much.
This is Rob Bartlett. In honor of doing Brian Wilson sometimes. Okay, so... I hope it's okay with you if we end with fun, and Surfing USA, my man.
That's great.
Okay.
No, I mean anything, right. But I'm serious. Anything you sing, fine with me.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Mike Love, Bruce Johnson, and the Beach Boys.
All right. You want to come to the ranch?
Through the hammer, you stand now. See, she forgot all about the library, like she told her old man now. Now with the radio blast and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, 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 your daddy takes a fever away. Fun, your daddy takes a fever away. Well, the girl can't stand it cause she walks around like an ace now. She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot racer.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay,
you want us to go right into the next one?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Okay.
If everybody had a nudge across the USA, then everybody'd be served like California. See them wearing their bags, wore Archie saddles too, a bushy, bushy blonde hair. Surfing USA, you'll get your surfing at Ventura USA. County line, Santa Cruz and Jackson, Australia's narrow thing, all over Manhattan, then down to Haney Way. Everybody's gonna surfing, surfing USA. We'll all be planning out a route. We're gonna take real soon. We're waxing down our suit. We can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the sun. We're on safari to stay. You tell the teacher we're surfing. Surfing USA. At Agerty's and Swan. Mrs. USA.
On the keys, on that lead guitar, Scott Tiny. Swarm on bass.
Everybody's gonna surf. Surfing USA. Surfing USA.
That's pretty good. Mike, thank you very much. Bruce, all you guys.
See you at the ranch.
Guys are a lot of fun. Mike loving the Beach Boys. All right.
One, two, three.
I miss in the morning.